This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier today, President Obama repeated his call for Congress to extend the Bush tax cuts for everyone except those with incomes in the top 2%. That could set up a post-election fight with congressional Republicans. It could also set up a possible repeat of last year's fears that the nation would default on its debt if the nation's leaders could not agree on what to do. I spoke about that with Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss today after he finished a tour of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Senator, are you concerned that after the election we'll have the game of chicken that we had a year or so ago about the extension of the Bush tax cuts, the extent to which those tax cuts are prolonged, and who's covered by them?
Obviously, none of us know what the scenario is going to be, but I think it will be dictated by the results of the election, and we've got an awful lot of work that's going to have to be crammed into the period of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's no question about the fact that if we allow the 2001 tax package to expire, that we'll go into an immediate deeper recession and tougher economic times than what we're in right now. Every economist in the country has told us that. So thinking that we can just rock along with the idea that we're going to let all or any part of those that tax package expire, I think is foolish thinking on anybody's part right now.
But is it all or nothing for the Republicans? In other words, if you don't get the extensions to cover everybody, then you'll say we'll block anything that covers people under a certain amount.
Yeah, I think absolutely so. I mean, when you look at the people who the president is seeking to have the tax package termination apply to, those are the people that create jobs. Those are the people in the small business community that are struggling right now to keep the employees they have, in a lot of instances, keep their doors open, and some of them haven't even been able to do it. So I think it makes good economic sense, and that's what we ought to be looking at, not political sense, but it makes good economic sense to think that we've got to figure this out over the longer term and have it not just apply to a particular group of individuals. That the tax package worked for a while. It did not cause the recession we went into. There were other things that caused it. And we need to think about the best way to get us out of it. And certainly an immediate imposition of huge taxes on people who are job creators is not the way to do it.
But if you extend those tax cuts, then would you come up with an idea of how to pay for them?
I would hope we can. Otherwise, we're going to add to the deficit. And this country's in serious trouble right now from a debt and deficit standpoint. So we need to try to pay for it.
If, though, there's a breakdown, wouldn't that have a greater effect on business and confidence worldwide than whether or not you get all of the tax cuts extended?
America has always been the leader of not just the free world, but the leader of the world when it comes to developing economic policies and implementing those economic policies. If Congress can't deal with this issue and keep us in the position of being the world leader on economic policies, then shame on us. And I would hope that as 535 members of Congress that we are able to come together, and it's going to have to be done in a bipartisan way, to develop the right kind of policy in the short term and the long term, dealing with all of these issues involved in the fiscal cliff. It's not just the tax package. We've also got a number of other issues that have got to be dealt with. And we need to be able to get our arms around this. That's what we're in Washington for. And it's going to take some hard and tough decisions that have to be made. There will be some very difficult political votes that have to be made. But our country's in serious trouble. The world is in serious trouble from an economic standpoint, but the United States needs to be the leader. And by golly, we need, as members of the United States Senate, the United States House, to take this issue and to do as we've always done, and that is to lead the world on this issue. So I think that you've got to look at the tax package, you've got to look at ancillary issues like Medicare and Medicaid. You've got to look at the spending issue as a part of this overall short-term and long-term solution that needs to be packaged together to help us get over this cliff.
Does that mean getting the Gang of Six or whatever you want to call it back together?
Well, we've never split up. The Gang of Six still meets on a regular basis. And the fact of the matter is the Bowles-Simpson report, which is the foundation for the Gang of Six recommendations, is gaining a lot of strength around the country, a lot of strength. And people are starting to understand, number one, how serious trouble this country is in, and that unless everybody feels some pain, that we're not going to get out of this problem that we've got right now. And, you know, Gang of Six does not have all the answers. We have no pride of authorship, but we think we do have some good ideas based on Bowles-Simpson that can move the country forward in the right way.
Senator, thanks very much.
Okay.